All right, we are going. It is time for the Big Access Podcast. And on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast, we've got Will Kinghorn with Matthias joining us. Thanks for taking the time to jump on with us today, Will.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, right. I'm really excited to talk with you. I know that it's been a little while since you and I have talked. I was in your office a few years ago, and we went out to lunch. I got to find out that you're a big hockey nut. Are you still a hockey nut, man?
I am still a hockey nut. That's funny you bring that up. I should be. I think I'm wearing. It's a national championship. I coach a disabled hockey team.
Oh, no way.
It's sled hockey. Half of my team are double amputees, and the rest are either single or no use of their legs. Half of my team are on the Paralympic team, the USA team.
No way.
It's a very exciting level, and they are amazing athletes, and it's a pretty wild sport. Because it's hockey. The only difference is they're in a sled. Still yeah. Moves fast. They still hit each other. That they get the puck going like crazy. It's a lot of fun.
Dude, that is so cool. I had no idea about that. And so that is really cool to hear. I know growing up, I had a friend who his dad ran the local ice rink near us. And so he used to have a couple of those sleds, for the sled hockey. And we would go over there and mess around on those. Dude, those things are insane. You can get
that's this very difficult falling. Yeah.
That's cool. I mean,
it's all arms. Those guys are all jacked. Yeah. And they're like I said, amazing athletes, and I'm blessed to, I mean, all of the players are awesome, and but a little special treat is we have the best player in the world. It's not even argued. I get to coach and work with, and he plays on our team. So that's another treat for me.
Dude, that is so cool, man. Good for you. Way to be. I like that. But your day job, though, you work at Matthias, and Matthias is one of our just really fantastic platinum partners. You are out there killing it with PDK all the time. But tell us a little bit about who Matthias is and what you guys are all about.
So Matthias is a fourth generation family owned business. We've been in business since 1901. And I'm just hopping into my office here. So I'm going to get set up. Nice. Been in business since 1901. Been doing electronic security for over 30 years. And we love the Denver metro area. We've served it very well. It's done amazing things for us and our business. Today we have a door and frame location in Fort Collins, and then in Denver we have our three disciplines, which is Denver doors. We do electronic security, and then of course our bread and butter, traditional locksmithing, and that kind of makes up our business. And there's 52 of us employees, just punching it forward. And love the industry. I've personally been in it for 20 years.
Okay.
Majority of our staff, 5 years plus with us. And I've been at Matthias for 13 years.
That's so cool. And I know you guys have been installing PDK as, you know, one of your preferred access control manufacturers for a while now. Why is it that you guys ultimately have chosen to work with PDK?
So it was a couple of things that lined up nicely when we were looking for a lead in. And one of them is the ease of install. We had a plethora of different things that we've trained on and learned and certified. And, you know, you try to be all things to all people, and you just can't, and you start to pick and choose. And so we really just wanted to pick one platform that our installers could be confident and, just back of their hand kind of service, you know. So ease of install was a big one, and the cloud was a must at that time when we were shopping. So those two things lined up nicely. And yeah, we started hanging them up and just continued to be happy with it as we put more and more in.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, you guys have definitely put plenty in there year after year. You guys are an awesome platinum partner with PDK. So that's the highest level of partnership that we offer. And so, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything that you guys do to help us be successful.
Hey, it's a great partnership. We get a lot of support from you guys and we love working with PDK.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So you guys, though, I was told that you guys do a lot of installations for some small to medium businesses. And so that's ultimately what I'm looking to talk a lot about on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast. Ultimately, I want to know, why do small to medium businesses need security?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody needs security, right? But small to medium specifically need a solution like PDK because of how they can manage it and how they can keep eyes on their property, and or if they're watching times of when people are coming and going, or maybe it's tracking an asset or use of an asset. But yeah, what we see is, like us and many other integrators out there, we are a small family business and we don't have all these extra bodies and procedures and policies in place to track and watch. And, you know, we really have who we need. We run a tight, you know, ship in that regard. So everyone that works at Mathias, it needs to work there. You know, we just don't have extra weight that we're lugging around. And I think that is the heart of small business and medium sized business. And so what that does for them, those business owners or business managers, and for us, a lot of property managers, is it allows them to be on site without being on site. That's the biggest thing that they can achieve with a PDK system.
That's so cool. And that is a big part about what PDK is all about, being able to have that remote access control, being able to unlock doors remotely, being able to add in users, be able to issue credentials wherever you're at is really important because, like you said, especially at a small to medium business type level, people are always on the go. People are always grinding it out, trying to be successful. And being able to have everything right at your fingertips, no matter where you are, is a very important part of driving success for these people. Yeah. Ultimately, when you guys are going out and you guys are looking at small to medium businesses to go ahead and pitch access control to, how do you usually go about finding those type of applications?
We have the benefit of being kind of who we are and, you know, around for as long as we've been. We, you know, word of mouth is the biggest way that we get our jobs. We have some people that do some outside, you know, networking and things like that in their parts of groups. But for the most part, it is word of mouth. It is our property managers that sell us and sell PDK to their tenants, and that, you know, and in turn they reach out. If they're a standalone building, you know, they can find, you know, 100 different places on Google. And we do have some presence there organically. But yeah, most part it is word of mouth and referral basis.
That's really cool. And so when you're going out and you're pitching these guys, you're pitching the remote capabilities, you're pitching the on-the-go management, but what do you usually see might be a secondary reason why these businesses ultimately choose, yes, I want to go and I want to use this PDK product, and specifically I want to go and use them with Mathias?
So a good example is we could be doing a rekey. So we have a locksmith out there and he mentions, hey, you know, we've done a couple of rekeys in this last month here for you. Have you guys thought about access control? We have a program where we reward that employee for that referral. Mm-hmm. So he or she brings it into us like that. We reward them for that and follow up on the lead. So some of it comes from some cross-selling in that regard. or some reaching out to maybe, you know, somebody that you might know. There's some of that that goes on. And then the other side of it is just more and more we're seeing requirements on file storage, on tracking who is in the office, and that kind of coming down on some of these businesses, maybe from their policies or HR kind of a thing, or they're following some kind of requirement. And so they're put in a position where they need some sort of audit, some sort of capability there. So a big reason why we do access control is to provide an audit, more so than the convenience factor, and more so than, you know, actually controlling doors opening and closing. Yeah. And then with property managers, we do find that they're just finding the best way to secure and on time lock and unlock common doors. And again, that kind of ends up opening us up to clients, because we get in a building in their common doors, you know, front back entrances, and then maybe like there's a gym or some sort of shared area that they do have a card, fob, or mobile access to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of helps spread it from there.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Why don't you tell me a little bit about a business that you have installed PDK on, and kind of tell me what your experience was getting that PDK system up and running, and then ultimately how that business feels about operating with the PDK system.
So a good one we did was a medical office. Wasn't a huge system. I mean, we're talking, they had, I think, 7 doors in total, and we controlled 3 of them with PDK. They were a great project because we did a burglar alarm, we did cameras, and PDK. So it was an excellent project all around.
Yeah, you get that whole just turnkey solution for them, right? Everything working together. That's right.
And the way in on that one was we did the keying on the building forever. I mean, for the longest time, we've done keying in that building. And they had reached out to their property manager, who referred them to us. And so for them, there was somebody coming into the office and mechanically locking and unlocking the doors, right? So mm-hmm. every morning they'd come in, unlock them for the day, and then have to remember to lock them. Of course, that person takes a day off or is sick or late or whatever happens, and somebody's there, and they, of course, they're not a key holder, and they're waiting to get let in, and then a customer shows up. So those kind of things started to happen more and more. It was more and more frustrating. So you got, you know, as a business owner, it's like, am I going to add more keys? And more keys out there is more access and more unknowns. And so they decided to really step it up with just better security all around. So PDK, you know, they can easily program that front door for their customers to unlock when it's supposed to, and lock down at their lunch break, and then open back up and lock down at the end of the day. And they just don't have to think about it. So that they're loving. And they do have some odd hours for like their front door, but maybe somebody's coming in for a consultation or a surgery. They absolutely love that they can send a mobile credential to that person, and they can get into the surgery center. Yes. And not even have to go through the front door. They don't have to check in. They've done all of that. And they walk in their surgery center entrance, and they're checked in, you know, by their own, you know, internal process of getting them that access. And it's just a really cool idea that they took the capabilities of PDK and they made it, you know, really work for them.
That's so cool. I mean, ultimately right there, you just described exactly why companies go and install or have access control installed on their facilities, and ultimately use it to make their lives better and their experiences better, and help them to relieve stress and be able to operate at new levels. So well done, Will.
Yeah, thanks. We have an excellent team. Locksmiths, electronic security people, door people, and you know, and a lot of that comes from the age of our business. But the biggest thing is it's from ownership all the way throughout the entire organization. It is our culture is customer service first. And that's why we treat Marshall so well, because we treat him like we want to be treated. We treat him like our, like we would treat our best client. That's how we treat our coworkers. It's that, that is our culture, is that we give our customers and each other and our vendors the best customer service we can, because that is, that's what wins over. You know, there's plenty of other installers out there. People can race to the bottom all they want, but in reality, excellent customer service is the hardest thing to find. And when customers find it, they stay with you.
That's incredible. That is a huge part, right? People want to be with people that they like, and they want to do business with people who treat them with respect. So well done there. Great, great values there. And glad that you guys are an awesome partner with PDK, and that you, I am also glad that you treat Marshall good too, because somebody needs to.
Well, and he does for us too. I mean, that's a big factor. You guys have the support that we need. You know, again, I mentioned the top two things being the cloud and the ease of install, but with as important as customer service is to us, it has to filter down to who we do work with and work for.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, we wouldn't have stuck around if PDK didn't share those same values. So definitely speaks to you guys as well, because our success is yours, vice versa. And yeah, we love that. We're a champion for you guys in the Denver metro area.
No, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Really glad to hear it. Well, Will, we are just about out of time on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast. But before you left, I wanted to, you know, thank you once again for taking the time to jump on and congratulate you guys on that national championship. That is so cool. I mean, like, I know that conversation was like 20 minutes ago, but I'm still hung up on that about how cool it is that you do that. So congrats again there. That's awesome. And congrats on Matthias being around for 123 years. You said 1901, right?
1901. Yeah.
Woo, dude. That's I guess that's not 119 years. That's 123 years. So
you nailed it.
That's awesome. Well, dude, congrats again. And thank you for taking the time to jump on. It's been awesome. You're a great guest. I love you as a person. You're awesome. But for those of you guys who are tuning in and watching this podcast or listening to it on any of our in any of the audio platforms, please be sure to subscribe to it. Give it a 5-star rating, and also let us know if there's any particular episode topics that you are looking to have us teach you or have somebody teach us about, and we'll be sure to add that to a future episode. But thank you again, and we'll see you next time.